know we don't have to tell any of you that we are living in a tumultuous time. Yes, things have felt increasingly tense and difficult for a while now, but I suspect 2020 will go down in history as one of the most eventful, traumatic, and trying years in modern history, certainly most of our lifetimes. A global pandemic has ground the whole world down to a halt, and fresh despair and unrest over long-running racism and police brutality grip the nation. We are living in a time when there is simply so much suffering and so much work to do. Where do we even begin? Well, I wanted to start small today with a story. It's an old folk tale from India that goes like this. There once was a young water bearer who carried 2 pots of water every morning up to his master's house. One of the pots was perfectly shaped and fully intact, while the other pot had a large crack running down the side, and the crack pot leaked water constantly. So every day, the water bearer filled the 2 pots up to the exact same level and carried them both carefully up to the house. But he arrived with only 1 full pot of water. The other one was half empty, having leaked all the way home. This went on for years, and the cracked pot was embarrassed. He started to feel ashamed. Every day he felt more and more guilty until one day he couldn't take it anymore. And he said to the water bearer, "I am so sorry. I am a failure. I've let you down. You work so hard to carry the water and I always lose half of mine. You must be so disappointed in me. You must think I am worthless." The water bearer was confused. "Why are you apologizing?" he asked. "Tomorrow morning, I want you to look closely around the path and tell me what you see." And so the cracked pot did as he was asked and paid close attention the next day. And for the first time, he noticed beautiful flowers growing all along the path's edge. "You see," said the water bearer, "there are flowers all along your side of the path. There are no flowers on the perfect pot's side. Knowing you had a crack, I planted these flowers years ago, and you have been watering them ever since, bringing joy to countless others." I don't know about you, but I can seriously relate to the cracked pot. This year especially, in the last few weeks, with so much going on in the world and so much that needs to be done to address the suffering and injustice of this historic moment, I feel like sometimes I have to be perfect if I'm going to do anything. I feel like I have to do everything just right. Otherwise, it would be worthless. So I think to myself, what if I do something wrong? What if I say something wrong? I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I can't do this. Everyone else is better than me. I can't. We're all our own worst critics. Am I right? We all have narratives that go on in our minds that no one else is articulating. No one else was criticizing the cracked pot, not the water bearer, the other pot, the flowers, no one. The narrative the pot had about his self-worth was self-perpetuated. Self-criticism affects us all. It can be paralyzing. It takes a huge toll on our minds and bodies, and over time, it can shut us down and burn us out. And I worry that this may especially be true in this era, as we are doing some difficult work, bending the arc of history towards justice. You see, in this particular moment, I know folks are engaging with the serious issues of our time. I know a lot of folks are out there jumping deeper into the fight for justice, putting their shoulders to the wheel of change And that's a good thing. But as we keep going in this work for justice, I wanted to take a moment today to slow down and focus within. I wanted to take a moment today to work on changing any negative thought patterns or unhealthy narratives we may have about ourselves. I want to focus on self-compassion. I've said it before and I'll say it again now. This is not a moment, it is a movement. People of color, of course, have known this for a long time. But for the white folks still catching up, here is the truth. The work we face as a people to end white supremacy, poverty, patriarchy, and the capitalist system that exploits us all, especially the earth. This is long-term work, which will require us each to be grounded, resilient, and engaged for the long haul across our entire lifetimes. So if we want to make this work, if we want to keep going and change the world out there, and we do, we have to start in here, within. Self-compassion can be our first step. As bell hooks once said to her Black sisters in her self-recovery book, Sisters of the Yam, choosing wellness is an act of political resistance. Choosing wellness is an act of political resistance. So, how are you going to choose wellness? There are so many ways to practice self-compassion. I only know a few, maybe you know some other good ones. But the ones that are most helpful to me that I want to share today come from the Buddhist tradition. We talked about the loving kindness meditation a little bit earlier in the service, which again is a spiritual practice that can be done anywhere at any time. You simply slow down, take a few deep breaths, and extend loving kindness to yourself, wishing yourself well. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be peaceful and at ease. And when that part of your meditation is over, you extend your compassion from there to others. Think of someone else. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. And so on, until your compassion embraces the whole world. Another technique that is helpful if you are stuck on some particularly negative tape that's playing in your mind is described by Terrence Stone, chief editor and founder of Urban Spiritual, like this. He says, of course, we must remember that if we are to give compassion to others, we must first be compassionate with ourselves. Today, I urge you to take a moment, he says. Notice your breath. Search your depths. Is there anything about yourself, a failure, an insecurity, a bad habit, a negative emotion, for which you are very hard on yourself? When you find that thing, say the following words. I will use anger for the example, but you insert your own hang-up. I see my anger. I care about my anger. I desire an end to my anger. May I hold my anger with tenderness. So I'm going to have you try that, and I'm not going to say the word anger anymore. You're just going to say whatever it is in your mind that has come up for you. I see. I care about. I desire an end to. And may I hold with tenderness. So a second meditation you can try to practice self-love and self-compassion. Next, in the latest issue of Lion's Roar, yoga teacher and Buddhist chaplain Cindy Lee offers a couple of practices for calm and resilience that I thought were particularly good. She calls them tending and befriending practices, things you can do to love yourself. Take refuge in your breath. When your mind spins out or you feel tense, take equal breaths in and out of your nose. Inhale for 5 counts. Exhale for 5 counts. This will help regulate your nervous system and give you a sense of balance. The second thing she suggests is to do this delicious yoga pose. Lie down on your bed with your pillow under your lower back instead of under your head, and swing your legs up the wall. Close your eyes and rest your mind. Stay here for 5 minutes, or however long you need to stay there. She also recommends loving kindness meditation. But of course, spiritual care and self-compassion do not have to be done in quiet or stillness. You can do a walking meditation, you can talk to a friend or a therapist, you can exercise, and so much more. So finally, I know that we have a lot of musicians and music lovers in the congregation, myself included, and so I wanted to end with an acknowledgement that music is also a healer. Singing, playing music, simply listening to music, all can calm the nervous system and help you get in touch with the spirit within. This week, relax, breathe, be in community, and let music heal you. And as you go forward into the world after this service today, don't forget, as American Buddhist teacher Jack Kornfield says, if your compassion does not include yourself, it is incomplete. Start within, practice self-compassion, and expand from there. I'd like to invite us now into a place of meditation, place to practice compassion. Close your eyes, relax into your seat, take a few deep breaths. Imagine yourself experiencing complete physical and emotional wellness and inner peace. Imagine feeling perfect love for yourself, thanking yourself for all that you are, knowing that you are just right, just as you are. Focus on this feeling of inner peace and imagine that you are breathing out tension and breathing in feelings of love. Now smile to yourself and repeat these phrases to yourself. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe. May I be peaceful and at ease. Bask in feelings of warmth and self-compassion for a moment. If your attention drifts, gently redirect it back to these feelings of loving kindness. Let these feelings envelop you. Now begin to shift your focus to loved ones in your life. Begin with someone who you're very close to, a spouse, a sibling, a child, a parent, a best friend. Feel your gratitude and love for them. Stay with that feeling. Bring their faces into your mind's eye, one by one, and repeat to yourself, may you be happy. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful and at ease. As you hold these phrases, again, sink into their intention and heartfelt meaning. And if any feelings of loving kindness arise, connect the feelings with the phrases so that they become stronger as you repeat the words. Once you've held these feelings toward one person for a while, bring other important people from your life into your awareness. One by one, envision them with perfect wellness and inner peace. Now bring your attention to those in your community that you may not know. Neighbors. Those you see as you go about your daily life, as well as those you may not encounter. Folks who look like you, as well as folks who may not. Bring their faces and their lives and needs into your mind. Now widen your attention to those throughout our country, throughout our world, humans and animals, plants and waters. Hold these in your mind. May we be happy. May we be well. May we be safe. May we be peaceful and at ease. Extend your feelings of loving kindness to everyone around the globe and focus on feeling connection and compassion. You may even want to include those with whom you are in conflict to help reach a place of forgiveness and greater peace. When you feel that your meditation is complete, open your eyes. Hold your feelings deeply for a moment as you take some more deep breaths. And remember to smile. I'm going to light a candle now in honor of the inherent worth and dignity of each one of you with us this morning and every person on this planet. If you have a candle, I invite you to light a candle at home with whatever intention is on your heart this day. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the infinite peace to you. May you be well this week and always. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.